So the topic of today's daf was the halacha of lulav ve'arava shisha v'sheva. So sometimes the dalad minim was taken. This is even in the Beis HaMikdash, where all 7 days the mitzvah of dalad minim is d'oraisa. Sometimes it was taken 7 days, and sometimes it was taken 6 days. What was it taken 7 days? If the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, then dalad minim was taken for 7 days. If any one of the other days of the week was the first day of Sukkot, so then the dalad minim were not brought on Shabbos. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, am I? Why is it that we would not take dalad minim on Shabbos? Tilto ba'almo. The worst thing you could be doing when you take dalad minim on Shabbos is violating the Isser of Muktzah. That's an Isser de Rabbanon. It doesn't make sense that we would be mevatel a mitzvah d'iraisa of dalad minim because of a tilto ba'alma. And the Gemara said, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, the reason is gzeira shema yitlan b'yot, because we're afraid that this person may take his dalad minim. V'yelech etzel baki, and he's going to go to a baki lomoid to learn. He's going to want to know how to take the dalad minim. In the process, v'yavirenu arba amas b'shus harabim, he's going to end up carrying dalad amas b'shus harabim, and if it's for that reason, as a gzeira shema yavirenu dalad amas b'shus harabim, Chazal were very worried about that, and therefore they said that do not take dalad minim on Sukkot, even if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, where all 7 days are d'oraisa, even if it's b'gvulim, the first day, where for sure it's d'oraisa, it doesn't matter, there's a concept of gzeira shema yavirenu dalad amas b'shus harabim, and then the Gemara says, v'hainu taima de shofar, v'hainu taima de megillah, and it's for the same reason that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and it's for that reason we don't lay the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Rashi says, the very, very last Rashi on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, what are we worried this person is going to take his dalad minim through the Rishus HaRabim to learn? Meaning, just to speak out the Gasha, shofar, not everybody knows how to blow shofar. Your home, it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah, you know you have a mitzvah saseh of shofar, one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah. If you don't know how to blow shofar, there's a gzeirah, shem yavirenu dalad amas b'shus harabim, to go to someone that knows how to blow for you. The Megillah, you have to read it from a cloth, not everybody knows how to read the Megillah, so it's obvious that there are people that don't know how to read the Megillah, and as a result, there's a concern, shem yavirenu dalad amas b'shus harabim. But dalad minim, what's the big deal? What do you have to do? It says in the Torah, Lokachtam lechem b'yem erishmin. The Gemara said very eloquently, and daf mem beis amid aleph, mida'ag behei nofik be. As soon as you pick it up, you're ready to yotze the mitzvah. So if that's the case, lechura, when you start this Gemara, what's the concern? I understand the concern by shofar and Megillah, but what's the concern when it comes to dalad minim? So Rashi was addressing that question. And Rashi said 3 words. Lumoit nanuoy. Either he's going because he doesn't know how to do the nanuim, and he wants to learn how to do it. You do it up, down, right, left, right. You want to know how to do the nanu. Maybe that's what he's going for. Oyber chasai. Maybe he knows how to take the dal minim. He knows the nanuim. Nanuim is probably a derabanan anyways. But he maybe doesn't know how to make the bracha. He doesn't know what the birchas hamitzvahs is on the dal minim. And it's because of the bracha that he would be going eitzel baki. Remeir Arik in his sefer Tal Torah asked a very, very famous kasha on this Rashi, a kasha that was Marish Olamos. And that is, if Rashi's right, that Chazal were worried that a person has a mitzvah to do on Shabbos, and he may not know the Berchas HaMitzvahs, as a result, there's a concern, Shema Yitlena B'yadoi V'yelech Yitzel Balki Lomoy, if that's the case, he said, I have a kasha. If Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, falls out on Shabbos, maybe there should be no mitzvah of matzah. Pzera, Shemi Yavirenu the matzah, Dalad Amas B'shus HaRabim. Now you're going to say, what's the big deal? All you have to know is how to eat a kazayas. Everybody knows that. True, but maybe he doesn't know the bracha. Just like Rashi said by Dalad Minim, Shema Yelech Eitzel Baki Lomoid, what? The bracha, L'chaira, by matzah, you could have the same concern. Gzera Shema Yitlenu, Eitzel Baki Lomoid, what? The bracha. Matzah also has a bracha. So Rashi was mechadish, the very last word of Sukkah, Membeis on the base, that is Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu, that the person's going to carry to learn the bracha. The Berchus HaMitzvah doesn't know the Nusach of Al Netilas Lulav. So Frank Rameir Arik in the Sefer Tal Torah, so if that's the case, how come you don't find Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Meshus HaRabim, when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah? So Rameir Arik said that he thinks that when Rashi said that there's a Gzeira, Rashi didn't mean the person doesn't know the Nusach HaBracha, and as a result, he's going to go to the rabbi and say, is it Al Netilas Lulav? Is it Al Netilas Esrik? It's Al Netilas Hadas and Arava? It's Al Netilas Dalet Minim? That's not what it is. But rather, what Rashi meant was a Tosfos that we didn't get to yet. It's Hashem. Where Tosfos says that really making a bracha on the Dalet Minim is a little bit tricky. The reason is because we know Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarech Aleihem. When you make a bracha, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. With Dal Minim, it's a little bit tricky. Why? Because L'chura, in order to make the bracha on the Dal Minim, you have to be holding the Dal Minim. As soon as you pick it up, you're ready to the mitzvah. So how you mekayim the over la'asiyos? And it's Tosfos Kasha, very famous Tosfos. And Tosfos has a whole bunch of terutzim to answer this Kasha. But in short, the inyan is a little unclear. It's a little faplanted. Sedra Meir Arik, that's why this person had to go to the Baki. He knows the bracha. He learned the bracha. He has the little machzor. It tells him what he's supposed to say. That's not the gzera. And that's why by matzah you have nothing to worry about. It's very simple. You make a bracha. Halachilas matzah. Open a siddur. You'll know what the bracha is. Over here, there's a whole Tosfos and Shas. There's Rei. There's Achroinim. There's Lamdis. It's not so poshut, the whole inyan of how you make a... What do? We take the esrog. We hold it upside down. Right? It's complicated. There's a little bit of shikul that's required in order to know how to make the bracha on the lulav. That's what we're concerned this person's not going to be aware of. And it's for that reason, Chazal said, don't take Dalet Minim on Shabbos. But the truth is, this kasha has a lot of geshmak terutzim that was said. We'll just mention two. The first one came from Litta, and the second one came very much from Poland. So first, the Litvische Teretz. And that is the Netziv in his She'iltis, the Rabbi Chai Goyin, in his classic Pirish, the Hemik She'ela. So he says a Dover Nifla. Now this piece is tucked away. It's in Parashas Vayakel, it's She'ilta Samech Zayin. So in the She'iltis, in Parashas Vayakel, so there's a She'ilta on Purim. There's a whole section on Purim, and there's a whole bunch of dinim that mirror many of the Gemaras that you learn in Masechtas Megillah. So if you want raid from the Netziv on Masechtas Megillah, this is a nice Marim Makim, She'ilta Samech Zayin, where there's a whole Arichas from the Netziv with beautiful Pilpulim as it relates to some of the basic core dinim of the mitzvah of Megillah and all the Chavis Ayayim of Purim. Either way, so the Mechilta, the She'ilta in She'ilta Samech Zayin brings Rabbah's Halacha, and that is that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Gzeira Shemi Yitlenu B'yadoi, V'yelech Eitzobaki Lilmoid, V'yavirenu Arba Amis B'shosarabim, and then the She'ilta says, V'haynu Taimed the Shofar, V'haynu Taimed the Lulav. So the Netziv says, B'remiza, Kedarkei Bakoidesh. He says that if Chazal were worried, Shema Yavirenu by Megillah, and they were worried by Shofar, and they were worried by Lulav, why weren't they worried by Matzah? Now you're going to tell me, the whole concern is Shema Yelech Eitzel Baki. He says, yeah, Rameir Arix Kasha. But Rashi said on Dafman Beis Amid Beis, that what's the Shema Yelech Eitzel Baki by Lulav? Lilmoy Nanuoy Oy Bruchosoy. That means maybe he's going simply to learn the bracha. By Matzah, you also have to make a bracha. So Netziv said a very nice teretz. Said the Netziv, it could be there's a difference between Matzah and the other mitzvahs. You know what the difference is? The mitzvah of Matzah is Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. The mitzvah is to eat Matzah at night. The mitzvah of lulav is dafka during the day. The mitzvah of shofar is dafka during the day. And the mitzvah of megillah, at the very least, is also during the day. So said the Netziv, then when is there a concern, shemi yavirenu dalanamis b'shosarabim? That's during the day. He says, because people during the day go outside. But he says, once upon a time, it wasn't so shchiach for a person to be found in a rishus harabim, achatich l'regel men ashok. People weren't outside in the rishus harabim at night. And being that the mitzvah of matzah is dafke at night, Chazal were never worried, gzer yishami yavirenu dalanamis b'shos harabim. So dafke mitzvahs, where the chiyuv is during the day, there they were worried, shemi yavirenu dalanamis b'shos harabim. But a mitzvah that's ikur mitzvah is balayla, over there they weren't concerned. And because they weren't concerned, so therefore, they never made the gzera. Matzah, that's dafka be'erev toichlu matzahs. So what are you worried? That at night, people don't run outside at night so fast. People are hesitant. There's much less of a concern. And that's why there was no gzera. Shemi yavirenu dalanamis b'shosarabim. So then the Netziv says something very, very gishmak. He says that the truth is, if you look at the she'iltis inside, so the she'iltis says as follows, quote, V'chayovim likreyes ha-megillah balayla u'lishanoisei b'yoyim, shenemar l'manyiz amercha chavoyd v'lo yidoy. Then the Shiltis continues and says, "Va'asa likris is a Megillah b'Shabbes. My time on a rabba." So the Shiltis says two halachas in succession. The first one was you have to read the Megillah at night, and then you have to chazur it again during the day. Meaning, even though you would think maybe the ikur should be at night, but you have to do it again by day. We sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're not quiet. We do it again the next day. And then the second halach is that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Shema Yavirenu. It's a freak, then it's if, that if you turn two pages earlier, here in the She'ilta already said the first halach. Says the She'ilta, V'afak after Karolei Min Urta, even if you already read the Megillah at night, Mechayev L'Mesnayev Itzafra. You have to do it again during the day. Om Rabbi Shua Melevi, Mitzvah L'Kreisim V'alayla, U'lishnoi Sebeyoim Shenema, V'mayin Yizamer Chachavid V'lo Yidayim, Hashem Elikai, L'O So, why did the Shiltas chazer this halacha? You have the Shilta two pages earlier, and then again, since Sveitim, the same exact halacha, it's command verbatim, the same, certainly the same halacha. So, why did the Shilta chazer the halacha? So he says, half of a fella. The first time the Shilta said this is because he was coming to teach me the halacha. It was in the Seder of teaching me the halachas of Mikra Megillah. Said the Shilta, you say the Megillah at night, and then, you have to do it again during the day. The reason I mentioned it a second time was because over here, the Shilta is telling me the halacha that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? Why is there a Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dal Aram Espeshos Harabim? Don't you read the Megillah at night? And if you read the Megillah at night, there should be no Gzeira. V'araya Matzer Ameir Arix Kasha. You see that you don't take. There's no Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu. The Teretz is no, because Megillah you also do during the day. Oh, that means the Hakdama to why there's a Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dal Aram Espeshos Harabim is the fact that Mikra Megillah is not only at night. It's also during the day. If it's during the day, there's a Gzeira. That's why the Shiltas chazed it over. That's why it said the halacha again, that you read the Megillah at night, and then you read it again during the day. Oh, you have to do it at Sinsveitimol? You have to do it during the day? Oh, once you have to do it a second time, you have to do it during the day? So it's very geshmak. That's the segue. Therefore, you have the Gzer Hashem Yavirenu Dalaram Mizbishos Harabim, because this is a mitzvah that is shayach to the day. Once it's a mitzvah that's shayach to the day, now already it makes sense to have the Gzer Hashem Yavirenu Dalaram Mizbishos Harabim. That's the more Litvish Teretz. The Polish Teretz is from Rameir Don Plotsky. He was, of course, the Kli Chemda, and this is not in his Sefer Kli Chemda, but rather this comes from another Sefer that he wrote. He was Kiyodua, wrote many Sfarim. This is from the Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. It's from the Hakdama of the Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. So he says a pshat, but with one tiny Hakdama from something that he heard from his Greiser Rebbe, the Helig Avni Nezer. So the Kli Chemda was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer, like so many of the Polish Gaonim of that Kufa, the Kasha Glove Goyin, and Ramachal Farschlager, and the Chalkus Yoyev. They were all Talmudim of the Avni Nezer. So he said he heard from his Rebbe, the Avni Nezer. He said the halacha is when you learn the sugyas of Asei Doichal Loisasei, so there's something called a lav She'enoi Shava Bakoil. This is a lav that not everybody is affected by equally. And the worlds of Asei Doicha Lois Asei, you have an Asei that's Eina Shava Bakal. There's something called a Lois Asei that's Eina Shava Bakal. But there's a concept of having a Lois Asei or an Asei that's Eina Shava Bakal. Now it's Mavur in the Gemara's that any mitzvah or any Lois Asei that a woman is not shayach to is called Eina Shava Bakal. If, however, you have a mitzvah that relates only to Kohanim, even though Yisraelim are not shayach to, it's not called a mitzvah that's in the Shavu Baka. So the Kli Chemda said that his Rebbe Avni Nezer said, what's the pshat? If a woman doesn't have the mitzvah, now it's in the Shavu Baka. Now not everybody has this mitzvah. But if it's something that's mesuyim to Kohanim, even though Yisraelim, the majority of Jews, don't have this mitzvah, it's still Shavu Baka. If only a Kohen has this mitzvah, why would it be called Shavu Bakal? Maishna mitzvah that doesn't relate to Kohanim versus Yisraelim versus a mitzvah doesn't relate to Nasha. So the Nezer said like this, because the truth is all mitzvahs, there's two ways to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You can be Mekayim the mitzvah through Asiyah, through doing the mitzvah, but there's another way to be Mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara says at the very end of Masechtas Menachos, Zois Teiras Ha'Oilo, Zois Teiras Ha'Chatas, that if somebody learns the parasha of a mitzvah, it's as if he actually did that mitzvah. So Avni Nezer said that it's true, there are mitzvahs that are only Shaykh to Kohanim. That's a mitzvah for Kohanim. Achilas Truma, that's a mitzvah for Kohanim. Doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a mitzvah for Kohanim. But the truth is, every single yid that learns kachim, every single yid that's oisik b'teres oyla b'teres achatos, he learns lumdis in the parasha berchas kayanim. He's doing those mitzvahs. He can't do the mitzvah ba'asiyah, said Avni Nezer, but at the same time, he can do the mitzvah yidei Talmud. He has a connection to the mitzvah. He learns the sugiv, the mitzvah. It's nechshav as if he did the mitzvah. So said Avni Nezer, a mitzvah that only a kayan has, even though a Yisrael doesn't have it, it doesn't make it Eino Shava Bakoil. Because even though the Yisrael doesn't have the Maisa Mitzvah, you're right, he can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah. He can't eat the Truma and the Challah. But at the same time, he can learn the Parsha. And when he learns the Sugya, it's Mal Olav HaKosef Ki'ilu, quote unquote. So he has a connection to the Mitzvah through learning the Halachas of the Mitzvah. That's why it's called Shava Bakoil. He said, but when a Mitzvah is not Shaykh to Noshim, that mitzvah is Eino Shava Bakol. You know why? Because women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And because a woman doesn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, she doesn't have this idea of Kol Isaac B'Torah Sachatos, Kilo Ekrav Chatos, because she's excluded from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So because women don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so said the Hilig Avnei Nezer, that's why if you have a mitzvah that women don't have shaykhs to, that's going to be a mitzvah that's Eino Shava Bakol. So the Klichemda said, Kedarkoi. He said that maybe that's the pshat. He says, all the Rishonim ask, Rashi asks the Kashin, today's daf, the Chachamim were mevatel a mitzvah saseh day raisa, k'zei reshemi yavirenu dal ramas b'shus harabim. What's going on over here? Because of a far-fetched gzeira, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be mevatel mitzvahs, mitzvahs lula, mitzvahs shayfer, megillah. Why would we do that? Or better, where did the Chachamim have the credentials to even do that? So Rashi says, no, it's a sugya. Yuvam es daf tzadik. Yesh koyach biyad chachamim lakor dover min atayra b'sheva al taisa. Chachamim can't tell you to go do a maisa to eat a piece of chazer. That they can't tell you to do. But b'sheva al taisa, just sit back and don't do a mitzvah that you're supposed to do. That's something they have a right to do. Abesed the klichem, then it's pashat. That you see from the kasha of the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, you see that they were bothered a little bit. What's going on? Why would he be mevatel a mitzvah? No, the Teretz is yesh koyach biyad chachamim lakir dovim and atayr b'shev al taisa. They made an analysis and they came out that this was the right thing to do. In their infinite wisdom, it made sense because of such a gzera to be mevatel even mitzvahs deiraisa. It says the Klichemdo, Libi Yomer, that it could be the Chachamim knew in the back of their mind that even though they were being mevatel the mitzvah, but they weren't really being mevatel at 100%. Because even though they were saying you can't take Dalad Minim when Shabbos coincides with Sukkot, and you can't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah is Chaliyas B'Shabbos, and you can't read the Megillah maybe when Purim falls out on Shabbos, but at the same time, there is a way to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You can be Mekayim the mitzvah Yedei Talmud Torah. That's something that you're able to do. And therefore, they felt that even though we're being mevatel the mitzvah, but we're only being mevatel the maaseh ha-mitzvah, but there's still a way to be mekayim this mitzvah. You can be mekayim the mitzvah yedei Talmud Torah. But says the Klichemda, that would work for lulav, that would work for shofar, and that would work for mikra megillah. But it's not going to work for matzah. You know why? Because matzah is also a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa. Megillah is the rabbanon. Matzah is also a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa. And matzah, even women are chayivin. Because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that being that women have the Isser Chametz, they have the mitzvah of matzah as well. And women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Women don't have the ability to learn a sugi of matzah, and it should be considered as if they ate matzah. And said the Klichemda, how do I know that? Because the Heiliger Rebbe said that. He said that's why all the mitzvahs that women are not shayach to are called Einoi Shava Bakoil. Because a woman doesn't have the Maisa mitzvah, and she can't learn the halachas of the mitzvah either. So he said, Yesh, that's why the Chachamim would never mevatel the mitzvah matzah. That's the teretz to Meir Arik's kasha. You know what the teretz is? Because the Chachamim understood they would be mevatel it. But they didn't just want to go ahead and completely eradicate the mitzvah. The teretz is they knew they're leaving over a little something. You can learn the halachas. That's good for Shofar. That's called for lulav. The Megillah is a Drabbanah, so we're not as worried about that. The kasha doesn't start. That's only Drabbanah. That Chachamim could do whatever they want. But matzah, which is a mitzvah deiraisa, and matzah, not only are men chayv, even women. And if you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah, so the man, they could be oisik b'teiras ha-matzah. But what are the women going to do? Torah matzah left for them. They don't have that option. They don't have matzah. They don't have Torah. So for them, it's not going to work. That's why he said the Klichemda, Polish teretz, geschmack. That's why they were mevatel. But I think from the Klichemda, lamadati davar chadosh. And that is, it sounds like the Klichemda is insinuating. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. That when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos and you don't take Dalad Minim, At the very least, maybe there's an inyan to be oisik b'toiras dalad minim. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, even though you can't blow shofar because the gzeira shemi yavirena dalad ames b'shus harabim, but at the very least, maybe there's an inyan to learn the halachas of shofar. Because at the end of the day, even though you can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'maisa, but maybe there's still an inyan to be mekayim the mitzvah b'talmud Torah. Definitely an interesting chiddush that the Klichemda seems to be insinuating, something worth thinking about.